On this dark and stormy Halloween Eve night, the only trick that was played on us was that Todd shit didn't record correctly. So anyway, I promised you guys a Halloween pod, so you're about to listen to it. The problem is, right in the middle, about 12 minutes in, we're going to go from talking about chewy sweet tarts, something we all love, to Todd talking about trick-or-treating in Portland. I try to make the jump seem a little more natural. I put some creepy Halloween music in the middle there, but that's what you're going to hear. So I apologize in advance for that. We just had some major technical difficulties, but I still wanted to get this up on Halloween morning as promised. So that's what happened. It's all Todd's fault, as you'd expect. We will try to avoid this happening in the future, but that's what you're going to get. So enjoy.
Bro Pod, Scott and Todd, a very scary, spooky Halloween special for you here, recording the night before Halloween, but you're going to hear it on Halloween morn. Ooh!
Ghosts. Are you going to release it tomorrow?
Goblins, yeah.
Oh,
this is going to go up Halloween morning for everyone's enjoyment.
George. Sweet.
Record and edit one night. It's a bit of
I like the title of the previous episode.
Did you like that?
Sauté some aromatics. Yeah, that was nice.
I had something else, but then I heard that line. I was like, nope, that's your winner. Todd and his soup.
We all know so, yes, a very, delicious.
Yeah, a very special Halloween episode coming spooky. At you here this evening. Yes, very spooky. There won't be a lot of spookiness.
It won't be spooky, no.
I doubt it will be spooky. It shouldn't. I can't imagine that it will. We'll see. Anyway, so I don't know about you. Currently snowing here in Aurora, so it's going to be spooky
not
for
snowing.
Kids. I didn't
not
think so.
Here.
It could be spooky for the kids trick-or-treating tomorrow if there's still snow on the ground. We'll have to wait and see. But that's life in Denver. You just never know.
That's
so,
like your second snowfall. Is that true? Second?
Yeah.
Third,
yeah.
18th?
Nope, second. It snowed.
It's clear in 43 here at the moment.
Crisp fall weather. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, it snowed 3 weeks ago, and now it's snowing here again on Halloween Eve. Hallowed Eve. All right. So a very special episode, all Halloween related. There'll be no sibling dribblings. There'll be no name your price. There'll be no keto update. It's all Halloween related all the time. So, obviously, with it being the Halloween special, we start with the meaning of Halloween, the purpose, the reason for the season, and that is that candy. Give me that candy! So, I wanted to have us both put together our Mount Rushmore of Halloween candy. Now, I say Mount Rushmore, you don't have to do four, you can do five if you want, you can do top 10 if you have that. I'm assuming you might actually have notes.
I did four.
Okay, you did four. That's fine.
Because
now keep
of
in mind
the Mount Rushmore
because of the Rushmore thing. Yeah. Now keep in mind, you know, there's a difference between my favorite candy and my favorite Halloween candy because two reasons. First of all, it could be a seasonal situation where you only really get it around Halloween, and second of all, a lot of my favorite candies you can't really get as a Halloween candy. At least when I was a kid, a lot of those like fun packs of Skittles, for example, which would definitely qualify as one of my top five candies. Didn't really exist back in the day. That was only later on in life, those little fun size, bite size, whatever you want to call them, little packages came about.
You can get those anywhere now.
I understand.
Did you leave Skittles off your Mount Rushmore because you couldn't get them back in
the
day?
I'm just saying, if we're doing it timely, like modern day, that's one list. If we're doing from when we were actually trick-or-treating, that's a second list. So I'm assuming
modern day. And
that's fine.
I didn't really pay attention to Halloween-specific candies.
Okay, well, this doesn't surprise me at all because you're a 366-day-a-year candy man.
Yeah, I was thinking through that. I'm like, I'll eat pretty much any candy. There's some that I like a little bit more, but like as I was listing off the names of the candies, I was like, oh, those are good. Those are good. Those are good.
But like I'll give you a perfect example, and then we'll jump into this. Like Tootsie Pops. I love a quality Tootsie Pop. I'm not taking a Tootsie Pop from a stranger, because all you gotta do is untwist that paper, and you can put a needle in there, you could lace it with heroin. Jeez. I don't know what's going on with these people. I'm just saying.
You could put a needle in a Tootsie Pop.
You could.
And that would not slow you down from eating a Tootsie Pop. Interesting thing about the Tootsie Pops.
Let's talk about Tootsie Pops for 7 minutes. Yeah, let's go.
The Tootsie Pop candy shell is actually one of the underrated top, like, lollipop suckers.
I don't deny that.
Flavor of the candy.
Oh, yeah.
Quite good. Not that garbage chocolate one, but all the other flavors.
By the way, in my later years, I've come to appreciate the chocolate one a little more than I did as a kid. I'm just going to come out there and say okay. That. This is coming from someone who's not really a chocolate fan, so that's saying more than
I guess it's, again, I would eat it, but only if there's nothing else.
Well, no shit.
But yeah, I have thoughts about Tootsie Rolls, which I will get into later.
Okay.
Perhaps not on my Mount Rushmore, but on the other side.
Curious to hear that. So, hang on, before we move on to our list, just to finish out the Tootsie Pop conversation, what suckers are what other suckers would be underrated or overrated?
Well, I mean, I guess
the candy shells.
Yeah, I mean, like, there's the Dum Dums, which have a wide array of flavors, but I feel like the sort of sweet and tart ratio on the Tootsie Pop candy,
yes,
is better than some of the other. Like, ironically, I Blow Pops are also good, but I think it's because you have the sucker and then there's just like the gum is garbage. But that first bite when you bite through the candy into the gum, that is good. Like, that's worth the price of admission right there. You obviously spit the gum out 30 seconds later because the flavor is completely gone. But
yeah, the gum's useless.
That crunch through.
Right.
It's a thing of bliss.
Like piercing open a coconut when you land on a deserted island, let me tell you. And that sweet serenity of liquid refreshment coming through. It's the same concept. It's like eating a gusher. If we could talk about fruit snacks for a moment.
But
I'm not going to.
In researching for this Mount Rushmore, I was speaking with my wife, and she found a list of, like, trash candy or the worst candies, and I was like,
sure,
those are all pretty good. Or most of them. I was like, no.
Of course they are.
I mean, of course they are. Some of the things that people think are not good, like, a lot of, like, some of my favorite candies were on there, like Swedish Fish, like Sour Patch Kids. I was like, how was that a garbage candy? Those are, like,
that surprises me. I'm not a huge Sour Patch Kids fan, but I feel like that's a nationally recognized and beloved candy.
I was like, get the fuck out of here. You don't know what you're
talking about. I think there's one thing, and we keep going down these rabbit holes. I think there's one thing that everyone can universally agree is a terrible candy, and that is the Circus Peanut. Now, you're not going to get that in your little bag on Halloween, because those are just single-serve things, but it's a mix between marshmallow and styrofoam. It has very little taste. I don't see why it even exists.
I mean, again, I'm gonna.
You would eat it. I understand.
They have gelatin in them, so I don't eat them anymore. But I don't mind a circus peanut. It's not. It feels like it's gotten a bad rap.
There it has as a doorstop.
Candies.
I mean, I can't deny that.
I mean, the texture
is
a bit like an earplug. So that's not a good sign. But
right.
The thing, like, I feel like it's gotten such a bad rap, it's either going to come back as, like, a hipster fad or just, like, you can only buy it in, like, one of those, like, $1.99 bags at a drugstore.
I don't see.
You can't get them individually or anything, so.
No.
If you're getting circus peanuts, you're getting a whole shitload of them. You can't get, like, a small quantity of circus peanuts.
Exactly.
So you're in. If you're buying the circus peanuts, you've already decided
you're committed.
You like them. Or you've heard that they're terrible and you're like, fine, I'll try it.
Right. It's like drinking the Italian soda when you go to the Coke factory in Atlanta. It's known as, like, the worst tasting soda. It's just pure bitter.
Really?
Everyone tries it. It's disgusting.
I thought you meant, like, the Italian sodas that have, like, cream and...
No.
Fruit flavors.
Literally, when you go... It's the Italian version of some bitter non-alcoholic beer or something. I don't know. The end of the Coke tour, you go into this room and there's 144 different flavors.
I have done that. I didn't remember the Italian standing out as odd to me.
Oh, it's something else. anyway.
You done this recently?
Right. I did it 5-6 years ago, something like
25
that.
25 years
pretty
ago?
Fun. No, 5-6 years ago. Anyway, all right, so let's get to it. Mount Rushmore. Just go down your full list. I'm guessing we may have an overlap. I don't know.
Probably
Yeah,
not.
top four Halloween. It's possible. I mean, trust me, the amount of options you must have gone through to get the top four,
I mean,
I can't even imagine.
I didn't
Did you
think
skip
too
work
long
today?
about
Like,
this.
okay,
No.
good.
I also
Okay.
have my wife's, which when she started out, I was like, none of these are going to be on my, even close to my Mount Rushmore. But so my Mount Rushmore, again, four
Yes.
candies.
Top
Milky
four.
Way Dark. Love the
Okay.
Milky Way Dark.
All right.
May I wax poetic about it a little bit?
Please do. I don't eat dark chocolate. I think it's
It has
disgusting,
dark
so go
chocolate,
right ahead.
caramel, and vanilla nougat, an
Yes.
underrated nougat. I haven't really had vanilla nougat anywhere else. It's
All right, let
better
me
than the
ask.
chocolate nougat.
Hang on, let me ask because I don't, again, I don't eat dark chocolate. Because at my work, our little, at the entrance at the reception desk, they have candy. And one of the candies is the bite-size Snickers and the bite-size Milky Ways. I
Yep.
think there are also some Milky Way Darks, which, again, I've never touched because I don't eat
They're in
dark
this,
chocolate.
they're in silver wrappers, generally.
Is, that's correct, that's correct. The regular Milky Way is in more of a gold wrapper.
Yeah,
Is
gold or
Milky
green.
Way, fair enough, is Milky Way the same, is the nougat the same as the dark?
No, that's the diff
Okay.
that's one of the differences. So there's dark
Okay,
chocolate on
then
the
I can't speak
outside.
to it. Sure.
It has vanilla nougat on the inside. A regular Milky Way has milk chocolate, a milk chocolate wrapper, if you will, with
Yes.
caramel and chocolate nougat.
Chocolate nougat.
Fine. It's
Okay.
not, I mean, it's good, but
I'm a
it's
fan.
not as
Yeah.
good as the okay. So,
Okay.
number two on my Mount Rushmore are Skittles. I
Okay.
enjoy a good Skittle. They used to have gelatin in them. They no longer do. They are now vegan. For
Bravo
the
to
for
Skittles.
those who are wondering, I do. I mean, if I were being honest, I might take them off because they switched from lime to green apple, and I don't like
Right.
green apple.
Yeah.
I think we've talked about this before.
We
I just
have.
shove them all in my mouth, so I don't really care. Like, I don't eat them by flavor.
So for that reason alone, then why lime to
Well,
green apple, who cares?
it throws off the balance. The general flavor of Skittle mush in my mouth is different now that it has green.
I mean, I
I
guess
know
I
it's been this
agree.
way for like a couple years, but
Yes.
or
The
longer.
green apple is a bit more tart, and the lime would sometimes hide behind the lemon. So you didn't even know it
Sure.
was there. Yeah.
Yeah, it has its own. My
Okay.
last two are far less popular or widely appreciated, I believe.
Okay.
Chewy
B
Sweet
sides.
Tarts.
Wow. Hang on. I mean, I appreciate that you said at the outset that these are just your top four candies, essentially, but I have never seen anyone ever give out a chewy sweet tart for Halloween.
They do sell them in individual packets. So you get one
Yes.
chewy sweet tart without, generally they come in a pack of four. Two of the
Yes.
flavors are excellent, two or less.
They're quite large, as I recall, like half dollar size. Like, they're pretty big.
Or a full silver dollar.
Yeah, or suck it.
So the in Portland there were some like fancy neighborhoods. I forget what my point was exactly, but and so like people would come in, like we would go to those neighborhoods from our neighborhood, and there are
Yeah.
definitely neighborhoods like that here in the Baltimore area where they're densely packed and they're a little on the more wealthy side, so people go and trick or treat, but those people have to get like, I don't know, $100 worth of candy. Like, I can't imagine
Right.
living in that area where you're just like, you're gonna have like 600 people come to your house at night or something.
That would annoy the shit out of me.
Yeah, I think you sort of have to like, I mean, I guess you'd have to do a little research. I don't know if you'd know going in or not, but
That
it
you live
definitely
in one
would
of those
be
areas, yeah.
a smidge annoying if you weren't aware.
So the townhomes, I'm almost positive I know what you're talking about. That's not that sort of an area, is it? That's just the closest place
No, no,
that
no. The
is
one,
safe and.
I mean, there certainly are a fair number of people that go through, but not the first year we lived here, we went with our neighbors across the street, and they took us to this neighborhood called Rogers Forge, which is sort of a suburb-ish of Baltimore, and there's a lot of townhouses, and it's not like super wealthy, but it's well off enough. Like, it has a rep.
Right.
It's more the tight-knit number of homes, and there are a ton of people there. I don't think they all
Sure.
lived in the area. I think there were definitely people. I mean, we didn't live there. People coming
Yeah.
from outside, and they, yeah. I just know those people just had like bags and bags of candy just because there were tons of people that were coming to their houses. And some like
Right.
towards like 8 o'clock or whatever, I'm sure we're just turning off their lights because they're like, we're out of candy.
Yeah.
Can't help you. Which
Well,
you
I
could
think that's
also
how a lot
do.
of
You buy a
people
certain
do it,
amount
you
and then
know.
just like be like, I'm done. Sorry. I'm not
Yeah.
spending $400 to give you candy since you're not doing anything for me.
I mean, that's what, you know, back when I lived with Adam in Simpsonville, he would buy, you know, just, we had a bowl. He would just fill the bowl up halfway, and he was aggressively trying to get rid of it so that he could turn the light off. So he, you know, he was one of those handful of guys. Like, he wouldn't just give you a piece of candy. He'd grab a handful and put it in your little bucket or whatever. But for whatever reason, even though we lived in a safe, well-lit little neighborhood, you know, some years we'd just have, you know, four or five people come and knock on the door, and that was it.
Yeah.
And so even with his best efforts, it was still hard to give away all the candy, which was great for me because then for the next week we had a big bucket of candy that we could peruse every evening. So, yeah, that's interesting. I guess that's the way of the world. But of course, again, where you live, there's no option. You can't, going on your street, first of all, is only what, seven houses?
I think there's
So that's
actually
kind of
like 12
useless.
or 13, but yeah.
Oh, okay.
I'm assuming no one else
And
has candy because no
no.
one's coming down our street, so.
No one's coming down your street. 0%
They'd be
chance.
like, I can offer you a butternut squash, or
Right.
here's a bag of chips
Would you
that we
like a
have.
Honeycrisp apple? Sure. Would you like a Dorito? Can I have a Dorito?
Dorito.
Okay. So to close out the Halloween spooktacular. I just came up with that. Terrifying. Any other traditions that you have? First of all, did you decorate the house at all
We have
for
some
Halloween?
minor decorations. We did some pumpkin carving tonight. The girls
Okay, I
drew
did
their
see that on.
designs on the pumpkins. They were age-appropriate levels of complexity. My younger
Sure.
daughter just sort of drew like a weird face. She drew a mouth which was proportionately like five times as wide as like the eyeballs. She started
Makes
off and
sense.
drew like a perfect circle, and I think she's pretty proud of that. She's like, that's one eye. And then she drew another like sort of circle, and then she drew a gigantic mouth. Like if the eyes are like 3 inches wide apart, the mouth was probably like 10 inches. And
Way
then
you're supposed to do it.
yeah, it looked pretty
Make him
awesome
jacked up.
actually.
Yeah.
And then
Yeah.
she was drawing vertical lines against that as teeth, which didn't make it into the pumpkin, but and then she was drawing
That's a
hair
shame.
on the top of it, so
Oh.
she had a
Well,
good
there you
time
have it.
with that. We did not carve the hair out of it, but
Okay.
and then my other daughter went for a much more standard triangle
Traditional look.
eyes, triangle
Gotcha.
nose. She wanted to have a few teeth. She's missing her top two teeth and her not bottom two teeth, but the teeth just on the outside of her bottom two teeth, so she has a sort of an inverse gap in her mouth, and
Gotcha.
the pumpkin
I
is
got
not
you.
an exact replica, but it
Close
shares
enough.
some visual
Similarities.
references. Yeah.
So, will you guys be putting a candle and lighting it tomorrow night
Yeah, we lit it
with the.
tonight. I assume we'll light it. I mean, no one's gonna see it but us, but
Yeah.
they like the idea. I mean, I wanna continue these traditions just 'cause they're fun,
Yeah,
even if no one's
sure.
gonna see it.
Right. Well, that's good. Your stoop will be lit with a terrifying
As
pumpkin.
Anne said, like, you're the only one that wanted to carve pumpkins. They didn't care about it. I was like, yeah, but it's fun. Like, they'll remember
Yeah, they should. I would think
it.
so. Again, especially if you do it for the next 5, 6, 10 years, whatever it
Yeah,
is,
I don't think we actually
they'll
carved
keep up with it.
pumpkins last year because it's one of those things. Like, we meant to do it this weekend, and then it got like just the weekend got away from us, and
Yeah.
then we couldn't do it yesterday because my older daughter had soccer practice. So I was like, we got to do it
I was
tonight
about to
because
say,
tomorrow's
doing
Halloween.
it tonight, that was kind of an interesting choice when I saw that on Instagram. I was like, wonder if these pictures are old.
Nope,
Nope.
nope.
Just posted.
We
So.
just literally after dinner. All right, clear the crap off the table so we can carve the pumpkins. And we bought the
Right.
pumpkins like a couple weeks ago. Luckily, it's been cold enough where they haven't rotted. Like I've had
Yeah.
that situation before. If you buy the pumpkin too early and it's warm, like you don't want to carve. If you carve it too early, it's definitely going to turn to mush by the time
Yeah.
Halloween rolls around, unless it's
For
cold.
sure.
Like I assume in Denver, it's been chilly enough that you could leave gourds outside for a while and they wouldn't
We have two on our porch that have been there since the snow weekend, and they're doing just fine. So, no issues at all. They probably have snow on them again right now. I'm certain they do, as a matter of fact. So, but they're not carved. They're just kind of sitting out there.
And then we have a couple other like decorations, like some little pumpkin-y things inside. And I think we have it's not a wreath, but it's sort of like a hanging flag thing that says Eek on the front door. So not a ton of Halloween decorations, but a few.
No. Well, I mean, Christmas is the holiday of decoration.
Yeah,
I figured you might have some for Halloween. So,
just a few.
Okay. And then, obviously, with young children, you won't be watching any scary movies or any sort of other, again, traditions from a viewing TV or movie perspective.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think kids really watch, like, the Charlie Brown Great Pumpkin thing. I mean, my kids certainly don't. It's interesting. Kids these days, like, just watch YouTube and other stuff. Like, they don't watch
shows
unless it's something they've preordained as, like, this is something they want to watch, which the Charlie Brown certainly could be. Like, we could push that on them, but they...
Yeah, I was about to say, and I assume at Christmas time you'll make them watch Rudolph, and you'll make them watch Frosty, that sort of stuff.
I don't know if we'll make them, but we'll certainly offer it
You'll
to
encourage them.
Well, it's
yes.
just, I mean, yeah. like, when we were kids, they had, like, the... I remember I would get super excited because they had the, like, CBS had that weird, like, special graphic that meant their, like, cartoon was coming on. Because that wasn't on TV, but now you can get anything you want anytime you want it. So there's no, like,
on demand. Yeah.
You don't have to wait for the holiday specials to come on. I mean, maybe you watch them, but you
yeah, they'll
can
still
also
air
record
them,
it and watch it 4,000 times if you want. Like, we still have the Frozen Christmas special from last year on our DVR because the girls were watching it for a while. We could probably delete it
at this
point. They haven't watched it in 6 months probably, but...
That's amazing. I thought I had it bad. I have something on my DVR from July, but you're talking 10, 11 months at this point. That's impressive.
I think so.
That's I have too much stuff. There's too much traffic in and out of the DVR for me to keep something for a full year. That's just never going to
We don't record that much stuff, so.
Yeah.
We considered getting rid of our cable, honestly, because they wanted to charge us more for the same thing. Fucking cable.
That's what they do.
Comcast. I'm not paying more. Well, we don't have Comcast. It's not an option for us. But
oh well, whatever it is, that's how they get you. So, I only have really one tradition myself for Halloween, which I started about 10 years ago. And you're gonna go, oh my god, when you hear this, I guarantee you. But every year on Halloween, I watch The Blair Witch Project because I love that movie. I know that movie holds a special place in your heart. Or in your stomach, at
least.
Yes,
for sure.
Todd famously watched that movie at the movie theater that I worked at that I was referring to earlier.
The premiere.
And
you had an employee
before it opened.
Screening.
Before it opened nationally. The pre-screening on a Wednesday night, I do believe, and he ran out of the theater and vomited his way up the walkway to the exit. Right at the very, very end of the flick.
As you mentioned, you used to sell concessions, so I had a gigantic fucking bag of popcorn, which was like
the leftover popcorn
from the day, so it was like
a
body-sized bag of popcorn. I had had way
large.
Too much of it, because it was just sitting there like pounding popcorn the whole movie. And apparently I get some motion sickness from shaky camera work. So I was like, I'm not feeling
Which
well.
There's plenty of.
Yeah,
that film,
that is only shaky
it.
Cam work. I wasn't feeling well.
Pretty much the whole movie.
I decided I was going to throw up with about, I don't know, a minute and a half left in the movie.
Not even. I think she was walking down the stairs into the basement.
Yeah, I saw her go into
the
basement
in the corner.
And then I had to leave.
You missed 12 seconds of the movie, tops.
I walked up the aisle, tried to make it to the trash can, didn't quite, and puked in the aisle, and then threw up
projectile
in the trash
vomiting.
Can. And apparently it stayed in the room, the theater, all night. The morning crew had to clean it up.
It certainly did. The morning cleaning crew was not too fond of that discovery, let's just say.
So that's quite a scary tradition. So do you just watch the first one, or do you watch any of the sequels? I have not seen any of the sequels.
I've seen the sequels, but the first one is far superior. Like, the sequels are crap. I saw the one that came out last year.
One came out last year?
Yeah, it was just like, all right.
Was that, like, Blair Witch Revisited?
It was a... It was a total remake. It was a, it had nothing to do with the original, but it's just kind of this, like, the, except for the story of the Blair Witch.
Gotcha.
But it was more, you know, it was the same idea of the found footage, but like one of the kids had a drone, and so that was like a new twist.
So
that obviously they did not use in the first one because drones weren't really invented back in 1999.
Did the drone get like taken down by little dangling?
No, I think the way the drone played, the part that the drone played is that they were looking. Someone got lost. You know, one of the sex crazed teenagers got lost, and so they tried to use the drone to find that person, and it eventually got hung up in a tree, and then somebody went up to get it, and then she fell down, hitting seven branches on the way, and then she broke her leg, and then, you know, I don't know, whatever. It's just
she
all
didn't
this
impale
fear.
Herself falling down or anything.
I don't think she died there. A lot of people died. I don't know. It was weird. And then at the very end of the film, by the way, spoiler alert, they actually show the Blair Witch, which I didn't care for that because I was, you know, as per the original film, I think the Blair Witch is just more of an idea. I don't know that we're supposed to believe it was an actual thing, but it was like, it's more of a figment. But they actually showed the Blair Witch, and I was like, ah, come on, it was just bad CGI. So anyway, but I'll be watching that at some point in the next couple of days. And it's worth mentioning, this is not a tradition, but I did see just last week, I did see the new Halloween film. And
how was that?
There have been many Halloween films made since the original in 1978, and this is probably second or third best. I think the original is still the best, but this is probably second or third best. It was really good.
I've only seen the original, I believe.
Okay. To that end, the original Michael Myers killed 5 people. And this one, I counted when I got back after watching it. I think he killed 17 people. So they're really up in their game murder rate.
It's what, 40 years later? You gotta.
Yeah, it's 40 years later. I know, you gotta up it a little bit.
Gotta make it a little more contemporary where everybody dies all the time.
The one interesting fact about this movie is one of the co-writers was Danny McBride.
Oh,
who
nice.
Is best known as a comedic actor. I think he's done some other writing and directing, but Danny McBride from Eastbound and Down and
Vice Principals.
Vice Principals, obviously, and the NASCAR movie, whose name? The Ricky Bobby movie. He's been in a lot of things. He's a very funny guy, and he wrote, I mean, there's a couple funny scenes, but this is obviously a slasher film. It's not a comedy at all, so it was very interesting to see that he was a co-writer and a producer in the film, so. Anyway, so that was good, but yeah, I think the only tradition that I have really is the is watching Blair Witch, and it's just something I do normally by myself. Jamie's not interested in it, which I completely understand. It doesn't matter. I'll take those 90 minutes for myself and just enjoy the flick. So anyway,
well,
all right,
have a good Blair Witch viewing.
I definitely will. Thank you for the well wishes. So I think that just about does it here for the Halloween Spooktacular, also known as the candy review, because that's pretty much what most of this is, as you know, if you've made it this far. So,
hey, man. It's
yeah.
Important stuff.
It is important. Candy's important.
We're covering
said
all the...
one diabetic to another.
All the topics.
Yes. All the bases
diabetics
here.
Need to know about.
That's right. So, happy trick-or-treating
Thank
to
you.
Everyone. Happy Halloween. I wasn't talking to you. That. All right, and you as well, I guess, but mostly to the listening audience. Next week, we'll get back to our regular episode, obviously, but this was just a special one we wanted to get out on Halloween Day. Yeah, sibling dribblings. There'll be plenty of that, I'm sure. So much NBA to catch up on. We haven't talked about it in 2 weeks. I don't know how we're surviving.
Maybe Jimmy Butler will be traded by then. Just a little sneak preview.
Maybe so. Maybe so. Sneak preview for next week. But until then, happy Halloween, everyone.
Happy Halloween.
And
peace.
Yeah, all right. See ya!